Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the podcast that gives you animal jokes, animal facts,
and riddles,
and real life animal
encounters.
Welcome to season two. We're back after a little bit of a break.
Yay!
You don't sound very excited about season two.
I am excited. I'm just tired.
Okay. Well, this is a big deal. We're getting started again with season two. Can you remind us, Campbell, where we left off last time? In season one, what was our last riddle?
I live in the ocean. You're afraid of me. Try and guess me.
Try and guess me. It's a
tiger shark.
And not like the noise you heard there. It's not Jaws. It's not a great white shark. But we're going to look at tiger sharks. We know someone who had an encounter with a tiger shark. And so we're going to walk through some tiger shark facts.
Yep.
So, Campbell, why don't you let us have some tiger shark facts? Tell us all about them.
They're the second most dangerous shark to humans.
Second most dangerous? What's the most dangerous?
I think it's great white.
Yeah, I read that too, that most of, most sharks aren't going to attack human beings. Mm-hmm. It's pretty rare. The bite rate is pretty rare.
Very rare, so don't be afraid of them.
But tiger sharks are some of the more aggressive sharks towards humans.
Yeah.
Cool. What else do you know?
This next fact says they're very curious, but they're not aggressive.
They're not typically aggressive towards people.
They're not aggressive there. They have, like, bump divers out of the way, but it's only to, like, get fish. Or they have something to bite by your cameras, but it's just to get, like, food or something. Or maybe they be aggressive sometimes, but most of the time they're not aggressive towards humans.
Okay, and that's interesting. Why are they called tiger sharks?
Well, they're called tiger sharks because of the stripes on their sides.
Yeah, so they have black stripes on their side that look kind of like tiger stripes. And those actually fade a little bit as they get older.
Yeah.
So where do they live?
They live in, the region or like...
Yeah, like where...
So they live in warm, temperate waters found almost everywhere.
Yeah, so all over the world in tropical and temperate waters. You're not going to find them... near Antarctica or way up north.
No, you're not.
In the Arctic.
Like, if you, anybody who lives, like a bit, like north, like south, like down in South America, like North America, Russia, like basically everywhere.
Basically everywhere where, like, people live, too, in terms of it's off the coast of those temperate and tropical
places. They live in really
places.
Shallow waters. They lurk in shallow waters. But the bad thing is, humans like to lurk there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, very unlikely that you're going to get bit by a tiger shark.
Unless you're bugging them.
Yeah. What else do we know, Campbell?
Well, I think that's...
So you got, how big are they?
Well, they can be, like, 20 feet.
20 feet?
Like, they can weigh up to a ton.
Up to 2,000 pounds? That's a pretty big... that's a pretty big fish. What else do we... Oh, you know what I thought was interesting when I was reading is that people call them the garbage can of the sea. Why do they call them that?
Because they're very opportunistic hunters. They'll eat, basically anything.
Hmm. Nice.
Which brings us to the crazy fun fact of the day. It's the new segment. We featured it in the Snapping Turtle episode.
Okay. What's the crazy fun fact of the day?
Hold on to your cap. I mean your hat. Okay. It is that. They are cannibals.
Ooh, so they'll actually eat other sharks?
Cannibals means to eat your own species. Yes.
Yeah.
They will. There's an interesting story about that.
Okay, go for it.
So, a mother shark, she has like two pouches in her body where there's 50 baby sharks that haven't been born yet.
Wow, that's a lot.
In each pouch. And the first shark in each pouch to get about 3 to 4 feet long eats all of his or her siblings. Well, they're not even born yet. So out of the 100 sharks, only 2 get born.
Yikes. Talk about survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah, and and once they do get born, mother sharks will eat their own young.
So they better get out of there pretty quick.
Well, they might.
They might.
They might.
Gotcha. Okay. That was a very interesting fact. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I read too is that they'll eat pretty much anything they can get a hold of. Mm-hmm. And they'll also, going back to the garbage can of the sea piece, they'll eat just random pieces of trash. So they found license plates in their stomachs. They found tires in their stomachs. They found a fur coat in one's stomach ridiculous. At some point. So they'll just eat pretty much anything. So big kind of like aggressive carnivores. They're not aggressive towards people, but they're aggressive hunters, and they'll eat whatever they can get a hold of.
I have a list right here of animals that they will eat.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
They will eat fish, birds, crustaceans, and their favorite food. It's basically every shark's favorite food. Sea turtles.
Oh, yeah. So their jaws are actually, they have really sharp serrated teeth, and actually
yeah.
their jaws are strong enough to break a sea turtle shell. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Sea turtles are, who wouldn't like sea turtles? They're crunchy on the outside, and they're squishy on the inside.
I don't know that I would want a sea turtle to eat. I'll just let the sea turtles be. So, all right, Campbell, those are some pretty good facts. Let's hit them with some jokes. You ready?
Wait, what?
It's time for some jokes.
We're 6 minutes in.
Yeah, but I was thinking that too, Campbell. Sometimes we would drone on and on and on, and we'd go for like 20 minutes or whatever. I think 10 minutes is a good podcast length. What else? Oh, you have more facts?
Yeah.
Fine. Let's hear the facts, Campbell. Go for it.
Is the last fact that they actually migrate, and like when it gets to like winter, they migrate up north, and like summer they migrate like a little bit down south, and they in the night they just most people think of sharks as like they swim around, like, hunting their prey.
Yeah.
But tiger sharks are actually ambush predators.
Oh, cool. So they kind of wait for something to swim by and then... yeah. That's probably the best way to...
Yeah.
Most efficient way to hunt.
But, like, if there's, like... But you've got to find... If you're doing that, you got to find a place where there's lots of fish.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Is that it for the facts, or you have any more facts?
There is one more.
All right, let's hear it.
This fact is that we have two jokes that are about to come.
Oh, so it's time for the jokes.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you do the first joke?
What happened when the shark became famous?
I have no idea.
He became a starfish.
I get it, a starfish. All right, so here's my joke. Why do sharks live in salt water?
Because if they live in fresh water, they will die.
True, but also because pepper water would make them sneeze.
Achoo!
Achoo. All right, Campbell, so we've done our facts. I'm a little rusty from season one. We've done our facts. We've done our jokes. What's next?
To do our encounter.
Oh, our animal encounter. So we have someone joining us today for our animal encounter. Who is that? Our special guest.
He is my brother.
Your brother, Cohen. Should we get him down here?
Yeah, I'll scream up.
All right. Get him quickly.
Cohen, it's time for your, whatever it's called in the podcast.
For our listeners, Campbell is screaming up the stairs. His brother is fumbling around. I can hear him. And now he's going to go thump, 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 thump. And he'll be coming around the corner any moment, out
Three,
of breath.
3, 2, 1.
Hi, Cohen. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
So, Cohen, we understand, but you need to sit still, Cohen, because when you're thumping around during a podcast, it makes it hard to hear. So, Cohen, You had a encounter of sorts with a tiger shark. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. So, I was walking along the beach.
All right. Which beach? Where were we?
At Cape Cod.
All right. Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Right?
And then, my friend's dad said, "Guys, look!" And then it was a tiger shark.
Wait, what? Was it in the water?
It was beached.
It was beached?
Oh, poor thing.
Had someone caught it, or did it just get beached on its own?
It just got beached on its own.
And for our listeners, beached means like when the sea creature, it gets stuck on shore. That's beached.
And, someone picked up the shark by the tail and threw it back into the water.
I remember that. I had forgotten that, but I do remember somebody picked it up. A woman came up, I think, and grabbed its tail and just like threw it into the water.
Yeah, that's mean.
It wasn't a, I mean, I think it was, they were actually probably helping the shark, because the shark was flopping around on the sand there, and there were lots of people around. It was a crowded day at the beach. So, Cohen, can you tell us about how big it was?
It was like this big.
Can you tell us, like, describe that? Because
the listeners can't see.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like as...
As big as a what?
As big as like,
a small dog? Like that long?
Large sock.
So it was pretty short. It's only like a couple feet long, right?
So a big board game box.
I think it was a couple feet long. It was probably a pretty young one, right? Because we just heard, Cohen, that they can get to be 20 feet long and weigh 2,000 pounds.
Yeah, they can be massive. Yeah,
but this one, a woman came up and just grabbed it by the tail and threw it in the air. Like, just kind of flopped it back in the water.
Couldn't she just pick it up and then she just flipped it over to, like, make it calmer? And then she just could have, like, put it...
I don't remember. I remember being impressed that person went up and just kind of...
I mean, I could have done that.
You could have, but...
But I wouldn't have threw it. I would have gently got it into the water.
She didn't throw it. She kind of guided it back in. It wasn't, like, too aggressive.
I know.
Yeah. Cool. Well, Cohen, that was an excellent animal counter. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing. Campbell, do you want to tell us the riddle for next week's animal?
Yes, I have it right here in my secret stash of riddles that we will be using in season 2. I cannot hear or even see, but sense the light, and save is the become. Sometimes I end up upon a hook, or sometimes even deep in a book. Who am I?
Ooh. Can you read that one more time? That was kind of hard for me to follow.
Okay. I cannot hear or even see, but sense light and sound. Does there might become sometime. Does there might be. Sometimes I end up upon the hook, or sometimes even deep in a book.
Interesting. It's a clever riddle. We'll have to see what it is next week on...
Animal...
Adventures!
Adventures! We're so glad to be back. Tune in next week.